Messi has a mustache.
25 years that people are funny. Here, right next to me now, is Art Linkletter.
Well, what do you mean? At this hour of the morning, nobody can be funny.
You know, just a few minutes ago, I was saying that if we can get you out of bed, you'll be on the show.
As a matter of fact, I get up early every morning.
Do you really?
I'm a 7:30 riser almost every day because I get a lot of my best work done before anybody starts ringing on the phone.
And not only that, but I hear that you're a pretty good handball player.
You want to see a nice bone bruise I picked up day before yesterday? Right in the heart of my left hand. That shows I got a good hard shot into the lower left-hand corner.
Uh-huh. Where did you play handball last?
The Hollywood Y.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I play 2-3 times a week.
Have you been over to RYMCA here in Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Oh, yes, but not this trip. I got in last night at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can hardly find a handball player at that hour.
That's right, 2 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing in town, Art Linkletter?
Well, I'm here for a board of directors meeting of the Royal Crown Cola Company. I have my business hat on today. And,
oh, I see.
What we do, we visit the local bottler. I've just been there and made a talk this morning at 8 o'clock for a bunch of drivers and salesmen sitting on boxes in a warehouse.
I didn't finish what I wanted to say, that earlier I said if we could get you up, why, you'd be on the show. Well, then I had a phone call from a guy who said, Howard, I know that Linkletter's up because we had breakfast with him this morning at 7:45.
That's right. If you can be funny at 7:30, 7:45 in the morning in a big warehouse while it's raining outside and a bunch of guys are waiting to wheel trucks out to deliver their RC for the day, you've got it made.
I'm happy to say that your product, the Royal Crown Cola, is advertised in Hobbs' house every night here on CCO.
Well, that's fine. And we're having a great year, and perhaps we owe part of it to you then.
Well, I hope so. And if it'll be greater then, we're sure of that. We'll have lunch with you this noon. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm going to make a talk, I guess. I hope so. I make these talks. This board meeting, you know, is held in 12 towns a year. We have kind of a floating board meeting. It goes from here to Cleveland tomorrow and then to Toronto, Canada. Incidentally, the first time I've been back to the country in which I was born in about 40 years.
Is that right?
Isn't that strange? I've been all over the world. Africa, Egypt, China, you mention it. But I haven't been back to the country in which I was born.
Is it now in the Orient, or is it in Africa where you have... No, Australia, you have some pasture land. Are you raising sheep down there still in Australia?
I'm glad you mentioned it. Last week, I had 5,000 baby lambs born.
No.
Yeah.
Do they thrive on Royal Crown Cola, I suppose?
Well, as a matter of fact, they don't. They wouldn't know it if they were stuffed into a bottle of it.
All right, let's get on with some of your programs that we hear on CCO every morning. You get on here, you know, right after Godfrey at 10:30. You're on our
schedule
here.
Yes, there are only about 4 major network shows left. Godfrey and Gary Moore and Crosby and myself.
That's right. Now, we want to know, let me ask you, do you ever get angry with any of the little kids?
No, I have probably been vexed at them 2 or 3 times in 15 years when I occasionally get a little monster, but very seldom. I mean a precocious brat.
Sure.
But I handle them just the way I'd handle my own kid. I tell them to shut up or I'll throw them right off of the show or spank them. I have no time or no patience with ill-mannered children or ill-mannered people.
Once in a while, do you have the feeling that their parents have primed them to be a little bit naughty or something?
Oh, sure. They give them lines. You know, the standard thing, like I ask a child, they know I'm going to ask him what his daddy does, so they tell him, well, tell him that your daddy has a clip joint, and so and that's a barber shop.
Sure.
Or one little kid from Las Vegas, his dad was a dealer in Las Vegas, and the kid said, Mr. Linkletter, he says, my dad asked me to ask you if you're a member of the Stomach Club. And I said, no. And the kid says, well, then turn in your belly button.
Oh, brother.
At 4.5 years of age.
That's right, yeah. Let me see now. When did you first start your People Are Funny show?
Right after the Civil War. It seems.
I believe that, yeah.
It's actually 21 years ago.
Art, where do you live there in California?
I live between Beverly Hills and Bel Air in a place called Holmby Hills, which is about 5 blocks from the UCLA campus.
Uh-huh.
Has the most perfect climate in Southern California. No smog.
How long will you be in the Twin Cities now?
I'll be here, until 6 o'clock tonight.
Wait a minute, you said no smog.
No smog
in that area.
Holmby Hills is covered almost completely by a tremendous roof of mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
Through which no smog can fall.
We have those here, too, you know.
Do you?
Yes. How did you like taking over that Jack Parr show for a while?
I enjoyed it. Uh-huh. It's the kind of thing I've been doing for years. It was a hard show to do for this reason. It's 90 minutes interrupted by 84 commercials, and you have the same guest, and you have to keep hoisting the interview level back up after each interview.
Yes.
And you see, on my own show, House Party, I have interruptions for commercials, but every time I complete a segment and bring on another guest.
Sure.
The hard thing is to have the same guest and bring him back up and back up and back up in the program content.
You just get started into some interesting subject like Zsa Zsa or something, and then you're interrupted by a lousy commercial.
Well, I would pick somebody else.
Those commercials? You would?
As an example. I don't think Zsa Zsa is too entertaining. I think she's a one-note personality.
Is that right?
That's it. She doesn't have enough variety and enough depth and enough scope to suit me.
All right, who would you pick then?
Oh, Archie Moore is a great interview. One of the best.
Is that right?
Ethel Waters is one of the best interviews I ever had. Hedda Hopper, Danny Thomas.
Archie Moore, you mean this old boxer?
Oh, what a great interview he
is. Is that right?
Marvelous. Leo Durocher is a fine interview. Uh-huh. I can name you interviews right down the line. Burt Lancaster is one of the best interviews in Hollywood.
Oh, I think I saw that one.
Oh, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Adolph Manjou is a remarkably great interview. Hedda Hopper is one of the best interviews I've ever had. Top interview I've ever had in 28 years in Hollywood is Cecil B. DeMille, who, of course, is gone now.
Yes. How long have you been interviewing in Hollywood?
Well, actually, in my life, 30 years. In Hollywood, the last 20.
Mm-hmm.
21.
Well, Art, I've got some commitments here, some commercials to take care of, and I know you've got things to do also before you leave the Twin Cities at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes, we fly out to Cleveland about 6:30. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I have a speech, three or four other appearances to make. I go over to my children's dancing school and cut a ribbon. I'm opening a Linkletter Totten Dancing School. I get them all from cradle to the grave.
Are you sure? Are you kidding now, or is this serious about this children's dancing school?
I have them all over the United States, and there's a brand new one opening here, and I'll be there to cut the ribbon at 5 o'clock someplace. I don't know where it is. And
Where is that? They'll tell me before you
get
off.
Where it is, but it's here in town someplace.
Uh-huh. Well, I want to thank you for stopping by so early in the morning and being a guest here in the Howard Viking Show. I'll see you at lunch, then.
Yes, and I hope you enjoy my talk on the economics of the world.
Oh, I will.
It's a serious talk.
Is it?
Yeah, I talk about business.
All right, you're not kidding.
No, I'm a businessman.
All right.
This show business, you know, is just a side racket with me.
Oh, sure it is. Sure it is.
Boy, it pays for all my mistakes.
Uh-huh. Thanks a lot, and good luck, Art Linkletter.
Delighted. Bye-bye.
Time now is 9:30 Central Daylight Time. The temperature, 55 degrees.